This is JIS News. Coming up, white paper on flexible work arrangement drafted. Government advances measures to improve business environment and Jamaicans urged to show more care to the elderly. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Emergency, emergency, too much carnage on the road.
Look at that man walking in the middle of the road with the headphones on. He might idiot or what?
What he might listen to all, me can hear it for a right, yes.
He might even hear the man blowing car horn, you know. He might go get licked.
George, watch out!
Oh, gosh, I dead him dead, you know.
Look how the youth lose him life to carelessness.
Walk, ride, and drive for life. A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing.
Now the news. A white paper on flexible work arrangements has been prepared as the government intensifies efforts to boost the country's productivity levels. Flexible work arrangements, or FlexiWeek, refers to a variable work schedule which allows employers and workers to arrange the traditional 40-hour work week as it best suits their needs. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips says workers and employers stand to benefit greatly from the introduction of a FlexiWeek system.
With the proposed introduction of a flexible work week, we will see a number of changes and the emergence of significant opportunities for increased productivity and cost effectiveness within companies. Employers can look forward to reduced costs since any 40 hours in the week would now count as regular time for employment. And every effort is being made to ensure that these flexible work arrangements become a reality in Jamaica in the very near future.
Dr. Phillips was speaking at a labor market forum hosted by the Planning Institute of Jamaica recently. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the government is advancing measures to reform the business environment and encourage investment. Mr. Hilton says the recently passed Security Interest in Personal Property Act and the Omnibus Incentive Act are testament to the government's commitment to improving the business environment.
In addition, the recently launched MSME and Entrepreneurship Policy recognizes the pivotal role of the MSMEs in driving the expansion of the private sector and in job creation and contained strategy to support the sector.
Minister Hilton was speaking at a private sector organization of Jamaica, PSOJ's annual members' Christmas luncheon recently. The administration of justice is to be enhanced following the awarding of certificates to 40 persons who recently graduated from the Justice Training Institute. The graduates successfully completed the deputy clerk's qualifying course, the diploma in paralegal studies, and a certificate in computer applications. Chief Justice Zayla McCullough, in congratulating the graduates, noted that the justice system stands to benefit significantly from their work.
I am pleased to note that you have all made yourselves available to participate in training in the various areas. You have taken a significant step towards enhancing and building your capacity to contribute to the administration of justice in our country.
Chief Justice McCullough was speaking at the graduation ceremony in Kingston Thursday. She also urged the graduates to maintain integrity, honesty, and courtesy on and off the job. And Minister of Labour and Social Security Derek Kellyer is calling on Jamaicans to show greater care for the country's senior citizens. Minister Kellyer says the protection of the most vulnerable in the society, including seniors, is a vital part of the Vision 2030 National Development Plan. He says the government remains committed to ensuring their well-being through various initiatives.
We have to understand that we have to be a caring society, and when we examine the broader picture, people will judge us by the way we treat the most vulnerable in our society.
Minister Kellyer was speaking at a Christmas fair at the Golden Age home in Kingston recently. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.